An intangible component of the Mariposa Folk Festival's success is the event's loyal and dedicated volunteer base. Volunteer coordinator Isabel Hill says 620 people volunteered this year and there are even more on a waiting list. "We have people who have been volunteering for years," she said. "They come back every year." Hill says it's the atmosphere that keeps volunteers chomping at the bit to come back each year. She says there are 60 volunteers in greeting capacities, 50 in site safety, 50 in performing, and the rest of the crews have anywhere from 10 to 50 volunteers. "I think the volunteers are extremely vital," Hill said. "How would you replace 620 volunteers? Paid security would just put us out of business. There have been no major hurdles or challenges when it comes to volunteers this year," Hill says. The volunteers of the festival, she notes, are passionate about making sure the festival is a success. "I look at the names of the volunteers and I know them," Hill said. "I've been seeing these people for 5 to 7 years. Michael Scorer comes from Peterborough to volunteer at the festival each year and has done so for the past 12 years. I love it," he said. "It's not so much about the music for me as it is about the interactions I have with people while helping with getting stuff set up and ready." Scorer volunteers in accreditation and signs in volunteers, media, and performers. "It allows me to be in a person's life for maybe a minute or two," he said. "It's just a really nice feeling meeting people and that brief interaction." Scorer says he missed the festival during the pandemic. He admits he feels a little rusty after 2 years off. "For me, the challenge this year has been rushing to get things done and ready," he said. "During the last 2 years, we haven't had to do much with urgency." Rebecca Ness has come from Collingwood for the fourth time to volunteer to help out with the festival's 50-50 draw. "I do this because I love the festival," she said. "I would rather volunteer than not volunteer." Selling 50-50 tickets allows Ness the opportunity to talk to festival goers of all ages and from all different backgrounds. "This is the best festival," she said. "I love walking around while listening to the music. It's kind of what I would be doing anyway if I wasn't volunteering." This year's 50-50 draw winner will win $10,000. Ness is determined to sell out of tickets by the end of the weekend. "Some people buy tickets every day," she said. "Some people are really super superstitious about it, too." Ness says some 50-50 ticket buyers will only buy a ticket on Sundays, while others buy one per day and others buy 10 at once. "Everyone's got their own lucky method," she said. "It's kind of fun." Amanda Walther and Shelia Carabine of Dalla performed on the Ruth stage on Saturday morning. The Toronto duo say the folk festival's volunteers go above and beyond to make their experience positive. "It feels like a family here," Walther said. "It has such deep roots in the community with so many volunteers. It feels like a family reunion rather than a festival." Walther says the festival wouldn't be a success among artists and music fans without its loyal volunteers. "Everything functions because of them," she said. "When we drove in, there were probably 25 people helping us along our way, which is the greatest way of making us feel welcome," Carabine added. "Having volunteers who want to be at the festival makes Dalla want to keep coming back to the festival for years to come. It's been so positive," Carabine said. "I'm going to remember this experience and the volunteers who gave their time and made a difference for me as a performer."